This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
You don't do this in front of a national television audience. You sit in a room, you sit together, you talk about each other's kids, you go out, you have a little dinner, and you start saying, what is the area of common agreement?
This is not bailing out insurance companies. This is about having stability in the private sector.
All right, so you've got John Kasich talking about the failure of the Senate Republicans to pass a health care deal and says it's a good thing. Nancy Pelosi, not a Republican like Kasich, saying what you just heard there, families, etc., when it comes to health care. So more rhetoric. That was part of the Sunday swirl. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Welcome to the little show that could, that will, that is. And it's part of the conversation. All roads lead to America Tonight. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between it. I am fond of saying healthcare, we are sick to death. Yeah, we are sick to death, and we are sick to death of talking about healthcare because it's so bloody confusing that we're getting to and what ultimately is going to happen, because once again, you have the failure to have anything happen and then the insistence that this whole thing could go nuclear, which there's just tensions ratcheting up all over the place. And speaking of tensions, wow, it is like Dynasty, the political version, when it comes to the Trump White House. You got to admit, it's insanity. How about Scaramucci and his wife dumping him and a reporter with the New Yorker saying it's insane, some of the details that Scaramucci was telling him, never being off the record with any of it. I mean, give me a break. What kind of White House, sorry, Scaramucci, what kind of White House communications person doesn't go off the record with reporters, period? Really? And this is the best they can do. If you think there was problems before, I have news for you. There's more problems on the rise. And who's out? Priebus is out. They say Scaramucci says he's a crazy schizophrenic paranoid, which doesn't matter because he's gone. So it's a shakeup, kind of like the Game of Thrones. See these analogies? I think I like Game of Thrones a little bit better than Dynasty, since most people wouldn't even remember that. I think it is more like the Game of Thrones. So the Game of Thrones, they, spoiler alert, as I am a big GOT fan, they finally put two of their biggies in the same room, meaning two of their big characters, Jon Snow and DT, face to face. Darius, face-to-face on their latest episode, and it's something I think a lot of people were waiting for who were fans of the book that was published 20 years ago. I won't tell you what happened. And, of course, in case you don't know, we're talking about, really, the Dragon Lady and Jon Snow. Is that a big enough hint? And that is kind of like what's happening in the Trump White House. Only there's not too many females calling the show there. There is no Dragon Lady. There isn't. Oh, man. And this is part of what has happened with these big shakeups. So the cabinet is rocking all over the place, too. Hiring a new chief of staff has kind of set things in a different direction. So Priebus, Rents Priebus is out. John Kelly is in as the chief of staff. And the Wall Street Journal is questioning how the new chief of staff and his disciplined military approach will mesh with the new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci. Scaramucci takes no prisoners in whatever he says. He just doesn't take any prisoners. And in the meantime, Jeff Sessions, who is the attorney general for now, is he going to be the attorney general in the near future? Clearly, we do not know that storyline. We don't know. I mean, look, he serves at the pleasure of the president, and the president is not pleased with Jeff Sessions, so I would think he could be out as well, right? And it is intriguing. It is intriguing to see how it all shakes out. But I started with healthcare, and to me that's the most important thing. We can laugh about the drama, and I can compare it to old soap opera, television soap operas, or to current exciting fare called Game of Thrones, as that I mentioned. In the end, it does not matter. In the end, what we care about is what's in your wallet. What we care about is understanding healthcare. The president is threatening, forget who's being threatened at the White House, he's threatening the Republicans not to abandon the Obamacare repeal. This thing is on ice as of late Friday. But the president and members of his administration were pushing the senators not to give up trying to pass it. They failed last week. So for the second day, it was all about Twitter. And it was all about impatience with Congress's inability to accomplish its 7-year goal of replacing the Affordable Care Act, Obama's signature legislation that they want to see go up in flames. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price said he would implement Obamacare because it is currently the law. But it didn't happen. On Friday, it did not happen. There was not enough votes. The White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, even got into the fray and said lawmakers should stay in session to get something done on health care, even if this means postponing votes on other issues, such as raising the debt ceiling. See, here's the thing. You can force them to continue to try to debate this, but nothing different is happening. This is dead. It is dead on arrival. I don't see how that changes. According to, because I am the poll princess, a Reuters Ipsos poll that was released this weekend, 64% of the people surveyed said they wanted to keep Obamacare, and some of them were Republicans, either entirely as is or after fixing problem areas. So that shot up 10 points from the 54% it was in January. I think people are tired of hearing about health care. I think it's no longer so much a Republican Democratic issue as, for God's sakes, man, give us some health care we can live with. Whether you're filthy rich, whether you're in between, or whether you're poor as a church mouse, just something that works. And people talk about this. I know many of you have written me emails. How many of you have had your health insurance quadruple? How many have had policies canceled? How many have had companies struggle trying to figure out what they're going to do, even if you work for a big company? All right, I'm getting off my soapbox. If you want to dive in on this, you want to take a bite of the action, you can send me an email, americatonight.net, or dive on the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. How do you feel like you're in an episode of a throwback film? I do. I'm grappling with the words to try to come up with it, but it's, you know, it's the same old thing that we keep talking about over and over again. And look, I have turned over every single rock on this. And we can talk about, there's this push for one-payer system. We can talk about, is there a way to make it more equitable and erase the state lines and increase competition and jump on the insurance companies with all of this? The insurance companies are laughing all the way to the bank because they have dangled us over the edge for so long. And I don't care where you fall on the spectrum. I don't care if you have money. You never have enough money. Remember that when something happens. And they'll take every cent of it. Trust me. And this is the problem. I mean, when you're talking about health insurance quadrupling in a, you know, four-year span, that's outrageous. That's ridiculous. It's insanity. It is. And there are a lot of people losing out here while they mess around with this in D.C. and can't seem to figure it out. I mean, I do agree with that. We can tweet that as much as we want. I don't understand why. I get it that it's complicated. Life is complicated. If you accept the position to represent your constituents, guess what? It's Harry Carey, baby. You're never going to be, and this is what's infuriating to me. You have to man up or woman up when you take that position. You do. So you may lose your spot. If you're being true to the office itself, that means you're fighting for the people you represent. And you're not always going to win, but you got to let them know you're fighting and you're ready to have a serious showdown. And to me, it seems like it's always dancing on that thin line, playing for the future because you want to get reelected, so you're not going to bust it wide open, right? Now, what's interesting is Susan Collins coming out and saying she was part of the Sunday Swirl, and she's a Republican from Maine. She was on CNN, and she told Jake Tapper that she wouldn't be swayed by Trump's threat to cut off funding for Obamacare payments. She said it'd be detrimental to some of the most vulnerable citizens if the payments were cut off, because the people they benefit are the people who make 100% to 250% of the poverty rate. So we're saying low-income people would be screwed, basically, if this happened. And I don't know. This is such a losing situation, such a losing proposition. And I'm going to go back to the same thing, that there has to be a way to work this out, and not just say that. I mean, this is a disaster. I mean, first of all, there was parts of Obamacare that were an absolute disaster. I mean, seriously. Here's what I say. How about if Congress had the same insurance as we had? How about if they had the same insurance exactly? Whatever they vote on, that's what they get. Then let's see what the deal is. No special exemptions. Period. None. Right? No special exemptions. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is weak by any standard. It's weak. It's difficult. It's difficult. But for goodness sake, we've been grappling with this for 7 years. 7 years. Really? Wow. If everything took 7 years, imagine where we would be. Certainly not the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We wouldn't be. And we wouldn't be that threat to other countries who would take outrageous actions. Oh, like North Korea. Like North Korea. China's doing nothing about North Korea. North Korea becomes more threatening. How seriously do you take Kim Jong-un? How seriously? Imagine making that decision. I mean, clearly, I think that there is a danger to the U.S. I do. And put him on the nutball list, because he's right at the top. Since the butcher died, which I'm talking about Hugo Chavez, he's got to be there right at the top. And I know I'm kind of spitballing here to start off the week on America Tonight and going down a couple of rabbit trails, but it made me think about it because even Senator Dianne Feinstein said this latest test is really wrong, that obviously there is a danger to the United States. How close can they get to the West Coast? How close? And then, of course, China's not going to do anything. They're just playing the long game. They're just going to wait. And that's it. I mean, at this point, there has to be some serious negotiating something to tell North Korea to cut it out. Whatever it is. Something. North Korea is definitely not to be taken lightly, but what is the magic answer? What is the magic answer to this? I don't know. Think Congress would ever declare war on North Korea? Think that would happen? And, you know, Trump, he is all over North Korea. So you can't have one foot in on this and one foot out. I think there isn't that luxury of playing North Korea that way. And I don't think there's going to be any diplomacy involved with North Korea. So if Kim Jong-un likes to play around and threaten and beat his chest and talk about the range of the missiles that they test then there you go. That's what we're stuck with. Unless we crack some heads, and I don't see that. I just don't see that happening. Don't see it. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, because you know I'm fascinated by numbers, we have another version of We Can Count. So what's hot in numbers? How about this Italian poster? I'm not going to tell you what it's sold for, but it's an Italian poster of Casablanca. Yeah, huge. Huge. How about the fact that if you're a fan of PBS, some of the stations, they're going to be chopped because of the whole budget thing. So that comes down to numbers as well. And then there's some others that are pretty good that I came across over this past weekend and pulled aside just to kick off the week. Just to kick off the week. I'll do that. Some of them have to do with sports. In fact, I'll give you one right now. I'll serve it up. Why not? 3,000 hits, ladies and gentlemen, is a high water mark and an exclusive club. In a sense, Adrian Beltre, a slugger for the Texas Rangers, third baseman, became the 31st member of that exclusive list, slapped his 3,000th hit. Texas Rangers still lost to Baltimore, but it was a historic moment for him. He will certainly, after getting this milestone and adding it to his list of accomplishments, he will certainly get into the Hall of Fame when he retires. And then how about this? Here's another number for you. If you are a soccer fan or you have granddaughters that play soccer or other people in your life that pay attention to the U.S. women, the U.S. women's international competition was a big one for the U.S. because they had a huge comeback. Three late goals in 9 minutes with a big win over Brazil, 4-3, the final score. So bravo to the women for that very, very big win. Anytime you can beat Brazil, it's soccer, and the women's team is pretty darn good, too. I'd say it's a stellar event. And there was a lot of excitement over that, for sure. Of course, there was a lot of excitement. But the numbers that I'm talking about, some of them have to do with business, and some of them pop up in a different direction as well. So we can count round the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on this edition of America Tonight.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. The Italian poster for Casablanca attracted $478,000. Yep, and that starts us off and down the road with big bucks for this version of We Can Count. It is the only known surviving Italian poster for that movie, and it's sold in Dallas at a public auction of vintage movie posters. The firm is Heritage Auctions, and they sold it. That's pretty big. I mean, think about it, though, the history of Casablanca and how many people would be interested in it, I guess, and that really made that number creep up. You got to have some serious coin if you can cough up that kind of money for an Italian poster, though. But if it's the only one, I would assume it's going to, the value would just get driven up. As somebody once said to me, when you have any kind of item that you think is valuable, whatever it is, what's it worth? It's worth what somebody will pay. And the art world is definitely like that, but as are other collectibles like posters. PBS will get roughly $450 million in federal funds that normally goes to support public TV stations nationwide, will get slashed because those stations rely on 50% of their budgets to get that, and so they won't be able to survive without it, which means that with the president calling for the axe to fly on PBS, there is no backup plan. So if you look at these locally owned and operated public TV and radio stations, there's about 1,500. So some of them will definitely, especially the smaller ones, will certainly go down the tube with the amount of money that they need to rely on. So bye-bye. They'll be done. And I don't think the bigger ones. I think it's more the smaller stations that probably will have a hard time trying to figure out, trying to figure out how to survive. All right, I have to mention this story because even though I gave a couple of sports stories, this one is pretty big. Michael Phelps' record, gold records. Caleb Dressel won his 7th gold medal of the World Championships, putting the U.S. team ahead with another dominating race, a swim in the 4x100-meter medley relay. So 24 hours after becoming the first swimmer to win 3 golds in just one night at an international meet, guess what? Dressler joins Phelps in that other category. 7 golds at the second biggest meet after the Olympics. And so cool. He's an American. He's a 20-year-old University of Florida student who won 3 golds and was part of 4 winning relay teams. And that's good. He said, afterwards he said, I'm pretty tired, but it's been a good season. It's a really nice feeling. I bet it's a nice feeling. Of course, it's always a good feeling to win. All right, more numbers for you. How about this? Petronas, Malaysia's state-owned energy company, abandoned plans to build a $27 billion liquefied natural gas export terminal on Canada's west coast. They say too many prolonged depressed prices, so smart move on their part. A record stock prices and unemployment at a 16-year low propelled U.S. consumer confidence to a 4-month high. There's a positive number for you. Then how about this? Meg Whitman stepped down as the chair of HP on July 26th, the day after her name appeared on a leaked shortlist of candidates to replace Travis Kalanick as the CEO of Uber. And guess what? Meg Whitman. It could make a big difference there, Meg. Of course, I think I talked about this story, but it's worth mentioning. Chipotle reported a couple of weeks ago that a sick employee had caused the norovirus outbreak in the month at a Virginia restaurant that made at least 135 people ill. The company has struggled to come back after a series of food safety issues in 2015. So finally, they just returned to profitability, and then this happened, a sick employee. What's the deal about staying home when you're sick? Why do people come to work sick? Because they're afraid they're going to get fired? That's ridiculous. Greece returned to international bond markets on July 25th for the first time since 2014, raising $3.5 billion from the sale of 5-year notes. Anything to have money in Greece is they need it, right? Yeah, they need it. Absolutely. All right, how about this? After the revelation that only a third of the BBC's highest paid workers are women, 42 of the broadcaster's employees signed an open letter calling for action to eliminate the pay gap. Director General Tony Hall has promised to address the disparities. Well, that's good for the people that work there, isn't it? Of course it's good for them. Absolutely. This was a shocker. A Vietnamese court sentenced blogger Tran Thai Nghi to a 9-year prison term for propaganda against the state after she criticized the government's handling of a toxic waste spill at a Formosa steel plant in the Ha Tinh province. I hope I'm saying that right. Regardless, she's in prison and she is 9. Scary, scary stuff. Can you imagine? This is, again, as much as we complain, why it's great to live in America. Because if you're 9 and you criticize, we're not going to necessarily lock you up in prison. How about it? Let's move on to another one. Kenya is going to lift its ban on flour and gas from Tanzania, and Tanzania will in turn remove restrictions on Kenyan milk and cigarettes, ending a long-running trade dispute. They also say millions of dollars could change hands as a result of that, so everybody wins. In those countries, I would say everybody wins if that's what we're talking about. Yeah, definitely. Thumbs up to that, for sure. All right, how about this? The Polish president vetoed bills backed by his ruling Law and Justice Party that would have replaced the country's Supreme Court judges and revamped the National Council of the Judiciary. His decision came after, here's your number, wait for it, 8 days of public protest. Wow, 8 days. We can't stand it when there's protest and it's just a day. Can you imagine 8 days? And they say those 8 days of protest was like massive people. So it wasn't just, you know, a couple of people. I am so, so tired of talking about dead kids and hot cars. What is wrong with people? In Phoenix, for the second time in 2 days, a baby boy died after being left for hours in a hot car. Police and fire folks were called at about 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday to a Church of God in Christ area. After witnesses called 911, they arrived and pronounced the one-year-old Joshua Riggins dead. He was in the care of his father at the time. The initial investigation is saying the father forgot the baby was in the car. The kid was unresponsive, had been left there for several hours, and they're still interviewing the parents to try to determine specifically what happened. No arrests have been made. I mean, obviously, it's shocking. And this came 24 hours after a 7-month-old died after being left in the car, also in Phoenix, for hours. He was in the care of his grandparents. My goodness. Forgetting kids in cars. You cannot, whatever crazy is going on in your world, look around, for goodness sake. How does that happen? It's a tragedy all the way around. Oh. A complete tragedy. All right, how about this one? Mexican officials on Sunday were attempting to return almost 200 Central American migrants, as they say, to their home countries after they escaped an abandoned trailer. They were found Saturday in a trailer about 400 miles from the U.S. border. This came a week after 10 people died in a packed overheated trailer in San Antonio. So there were about 178 people in the truck. They realized they'd been abandoned by the traffickers and a few escaped. They were looking for help from the locals who gave them food and water. See, this is a big problem, and now we're seeing it. I mean, now you're seeing it up close and personal again for yet another week. You know, another week where we have a situation where we're talking about, but luckily in this case the people escaped and did not die. Man, Ann Curry, did you watch Ann Curry when she was on the Today Show? She was on the Today Show back in 2012, so she's returning to television as a host of a new PBS series, We'll Meet Again. It's a 6-part series that kicks off in January, rather. It explores historic events through the eyes of people who went through them and now want to reunite with somebody who helped them survive. Oh, I think that's pretty cool. How about that? I mean, she spent decades telling stories on NBC. She'd be great at that. And after what I said about PBS cutting stations, there's still enough big ones, I'm sure, around that will air that. All right, hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. I'm gonna let her do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? All right, we're making that final turn here for this hour of America Tonight as we kick things off heading into the beginning of August. Do you believe it? Beginning of August. I don't know what you did over the weekend. I'm going to give you a glimpse into my weekend. My 16-year-old nephew, Owen Delaney, is visiting. And the other is away. So it's Owen and I, and it's been really a lot of fun. Today I got to climb down the side of a gully and wade in some pretty deep water and dig for fossils. But it was really fun doing the boy thing. We found a skull. We found some fossils. And I survived. Yeah. And we took the right fork in the woods, in other words. And it was pretty interesting. And then we saw the movie Baby Driver, which I give very high marks to. We do the cheap movie reviews. I think I've said this already. I would absolutely put that on your radar. And then we saw Atomic Blonde. Loud music. Decent enough-ish plot. You can wait for it to come out on video or streaming, as they say. Wait for the stream. Let's put it that way. Wait for the stream. So it's been an interesting week with the juggling, et cetera, but pretty fun. Maybe some of you are on actual vacations with families or grandkids or kids or whomever. And August is a very big month for that. Even though August starts school for some kids, it's also the tail end of vacationing. And it seems like from travel people I've talked to, June, and not that July isn't, but June and August are also very, very big months for people, for people to do that, to take off and take some time, and for goodness sake, take some time if you can. And if you can't afford it, do a staycation, do a couple days if you can at least afford that. Clearing the cobwebs out, I think, is so important. From somebody who doesn't often get to do that, I would say get the broom out and go ahead and sweep. Go ahead and sweep. All right, speaking of sweeping, yeah, how about this? You know, when you talk about not being able to maybe afford to have a few days to get away, I can't even imagine living, for those of you listening to us in the San Francisco area, the average home, they say, trying to get a home for under $500,000 is impossible because there are so few available. Yeah. They say single-family homes fell 17% in June from the same time a year ago because they just didn't have, there just aren't very many. The economy doesn't run on people, they say, earning over $150,000 a year. Wow, I guess not. The median house price for most of the counties in San Francisco is anywhere from between $400,000 and $500,000. Boy, you better have a job in tech, I guess, right? Is that crazy? As we crisscross to a couple of other interesting odds and ends, and this one is incredibly sad, but Chicago is no longer a city that I recognize. It's a city that I used to spend some time in as a kid, and I loved it. I had my favorite aunt live there, and we would go and visit, and we had a blast. Now, you get blasted. A four-year-old boy was among 29 people who were shot in Chicago in this weekend violence that broke out, and this is all too common there. The kid was wounded in the shooting. There was a woman that died. There was a teenager that was injured, and this is on the west side. So if you look at the death and the total so far, right now, as we swing into August, more than 400 murders so far this year. 400 murders. And they keep looking into this. They think this had to do with gang initiation. Wow. Brutal. Gang initiation. Brazenness. Carjackings. People that are just victims of being in the wrong spot and getting getting shot. Not that, of course, things don't happen in big cities, but the numbers are just insane in Chicago. I mean, just insane, off the charts. And of course, there's been many, many stories done about it, and there's just no there, no regard for innocent people's lives, which I think is absolutely brutal. All right, what else is catching the eyes of those who write? If we were to go to the Gray Lady, which would be the New York Times, they wrote about Putin ordering the U.S. to cut 755 embassy staff. He did a television interview. He said the number of workers at the American diplomatic post in Russia has to be cut by September 1st. That certainly shows the tensions between Washington and Moscow, as the Kremlin is fighting against new U.S. sanctions. So less people in Russia, that's not a shock, I don't think. This is shocking to me. Despite being pounded by critics, the Emoji Movie finished a close second behind Dunkirk at the weekend box office. I mean, are you kidding me? a movie about emojis. It's kids, right? Has to be. Who else is going to see that? Oh, just I think it got like a zero on Rotten Tomatoes. A zero. How do you get a zero? I don't know. It's got to be pretty darn bad for that. Yeah, pretty bad, I would say. This is sad. Children who get free lunches during the school year often go hungry in the summer. Hundreds of libraries are helping to fill the gap by serving federally funded meals. Well, that part's good. I mean, if the money is there and the money being spent, is being spent to actually help some kids who are struggling, then bravo. I mean, you know, absolutely. No doubt. And this, when we talked about numbers last time around, this would have been a good story. The owners of D.C. United, Washington's Major League Soccer team, have been scouting buyers in what might be the most expensive, they say, sale of a professional soccer team. What is the interest? Well, the interest is certainly growing in the U.S. We've said that for a long time, but especially in D.C. So the potential sale came from efforts by the majority owners to sell a 35% stake that was once held by an investor, Will Chang. So the owners had delayed the sale while they worked on preparations for it. They've reached out to several people, including Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, Ted Leonis, the owner of the Washington Wizards, and the NHL's Capitals. And then there are some prominent NFL owners who own professional soccer teams. Arthur Blank is one of them. He owns the Falcons and the Atlanta United. Robert Kraft has the Patriots and the New England Revolution. So there may be a push in that direction. Although Forbes says or estimated last fall that the average MLS club was worth $185 million, up 18%. From 2015, the most valuable team, according to the publication, was the Seattle Sounders. They have massive crowds, estimated to be $285 million. That is a sweet pot, isn't it? Oh, definitely. The music means, folks, that we are out of time for this hour of America tonight. Boy, we end up talking about rich people and soccer teams. We started talking about the struggles over health care. You never know. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks, what you're going to get when you listen to America Tonight, and I intend to keep it that way. Thanks for listening once again to America Tonight.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.